Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, rounding out the week. Can you believe, folks, by the way, we're halfway through the month of September already, September of 2023. It's hard to believe. And as promised with me, of course, is Randy Taylor. We're going to go deeper, and this is a necessary thing to do. We're going to go deeper into what we spoke about earlier in the week, and that's about the communist infiltration into our government. And that is something that not enough people are doing. You know, it's one thing to hit headlines. It's one thing to spend a radio segment. And you know what I'm talking about, the short segments, the 19-minute segments, and then the 3-minute Okay, but it's another thing to go deeper into the people, naming names, and to discuss really what's going on. And that's what we're going to do today. You know, I realize that there are so many headlines out there. I mean, my goodness. What the Florida Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Lodapo, and says that we're not going to stand by and let the FDA and CDC use Floridians as guinea pigs for mRNA jabs. I get that. The federal judge this week also declaring Obama's DACA illegal alien program unlawful for a second time. But the thing that people have to realize is you can read these headlines, but we're dealing with a lawless regime in Washington and in many cases on the state level. So the laws are out the window. You've got activist judges in most cases. In some cases, you've got more legitimate judges, yet the laws are not being followed. Okay, that's something horrific, I believe, and that is really rending the Constitution, shredding the Constitution of the United States, as well as the state constitutions. And we've shown you video after video where the sheriff essentially escorts federal agents to a person's home, which should never, ever, ever be in these conditions that we see. And the conditions that we're seeing are the making of patriots, that's you and I, into criminals. That's kind of, you know, to sum up the week, to sum up the year, that's what's happening. The weaponized Department of Justice system, or the weaponized Department of Justice, has been weaponized against American patriots and Christian conservatives. You heard Steve talk about that a little bit yesterday. But here's the bottom line. We've got to really identify the individuals who have infiltrated and give a little bit of background as to how this occurred. Diana West has been on this show, and she's an excellent, excellent person that talks about the communist infiltration and the fact that Joe McCarthy, Senator Joseph McCarthy, was correct in every sense of the word, correct, when he outed the communists in America back in the 50s. House Un-American Activities Committee. You also had, that's on the House side, and of course, Senator McCarthy being a senator, that's on the Senate side. So, but yet the media, infiltrated by the intelligence community, shot all of that down and sullied the name of Joe McCarthy, although he didn't help with his drinking. I get that. But sullied his name and really created this pejorative term of McCarthyism. Joseph McCarthy is an American hero. McCarthyism, if I hear anyone say McCarthyism in a pejorative, I'm going to smack you, okay? Seriously. because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about. That also, if you haven't done so already, folks, there are a couple of articles at Hagman Report, or I'm sorry, HagmanPI.com that I wrote, and I would really appreciate it if you would tweet those out, because there is some very important information in there. And of course, you have the spineless, feckless, bendable, compromised Kevin McCarthy saying, "Yeah, okay, we're gonna have an impeachment inquiry. So what? It's not going to go anywhere. Why? For the very reason I just spoke. Because we're a captured operation. It's not going to go anywhere. Do you think that any of these politicians are going to be, aside from President Trump, going to be in common or in federal jewelry, perp walk to a cell? No, it's not going to happen because we're a captured operation. And yes, I did see yesterday or day before, I don't know when it was, with President Trump with Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly saying, "Hey, well, what about these injections? You know, a lot of people are saying it's bad." He never answered the question. I get it, okay? I get it. I didn't like his answer. I did not like his answer. I'm not happy with it about Operation Warp Speed. So, you know, look, I don't know what to say about that. He is who he is, but I certainly would have pressed him a little bit harder on this, saying, "Hey, you are this is responsible for killing and injuring, disabling people, and essentially shame on you," to President Trump. I like the guy, but I'm sorry, not in this case. All right.
And not just killing health-wise.
Not just killing
people
health-wise.
Losing their jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Suicide.
Now, he did, however, make a point during his statement that the lockdowns, and constitutionally, the lockdowns are, Eric the Tech and RT, basically the jobs of that's up to the governor of the states, constitutionally speaking. Now, the on the federal side, you've got that federal mandate, which is different than the state lockdowns. They're both bad. Okay, so there is a distinction with a difference. You've got to understand that. But he's part of that. He was just as much a part of that as the states were. However, the states had more power constitutionally than the federal government in that particular case. But I'm not making any excuses for him. I didn't like his answer. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. End of story. Okay. Whatever. Now, I've been conversing with a physician, and he pointed out where the it's not hydrogel, graphene oxide. There was a medical paper that was published, and he sent this to me the day before yesterday, or maybe even 3 days ago, before it even hit the mainstream headlines, about it having transmission and receiving properties. And this medically published article spoke about this being able to receive a certain frequency, and it could cause a lot of things to happen to your body. And we can have the argument all day long, well, graphene oxide is not in the injections. Oh, yes, it is. But stop and think, isn't that all by design, where maybe some have it, some don't? So you come, what's the end result? There's infighting amongst the actual patriot scientists where, well, those aren't my findings. Well, those are my findings. Look, I've seen this before, and it's brilliant in its evil nature, okay? So I'm just saying to you is, look, there's something else going on with this, and as soon as the physician that I'm speaking with finishes his research, I'll have him on to explain it. There's the study. Thank you. I can't believe you grabbed that. Thank you. Remotely controlled. And then, I love these titles. Okay. I wrestle with Steve Quayle about titles of shows. But this title of this paper, Remotely Controlled Electro Response on Demand Nanotherapy Based on Anime Modified Graphene Oxide for Synergistic Dual Drug Delivery. What in the hell does that even mean? Speak English. It's programmable, is basically. It's like somebody taking control over your body. Here's the bottom line. Don't. Just don't. You come at me to inject me. And by the way, you can read this. That image I saved, date stamp like 3 days ago or whatever, 4 days ago. That image tells it all. Look at that image, folks. If you're listening to this on the radio, you can go to HagmanPI.com, open up today's description box. I'll put a link to that there. I like how they do that. This is like on demand release of a substance, whether it be a drug. And in some cases, it could be good. In other cases, of course, it could be deadly. It could take over your body. It could turn you, guess what, into a zombie. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's in the friggin' paper. Okay? It's not me. Welcome to 2023. And by the way, just because you can doesn't mean you should to these doctors. And guess where this is from? Now, this particular paper is out of India. I mean, these are Indian scientists, but there are Chinese scientists working on this through their own military. When I say Chinese scientists, I'm saying Chinese military. When I say anything Chinese, it's Chinese military. We're going to be getting into that. And enough of my rambling. Here we go. Randy Taylor, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing okay there, buddy. I was just thinking about ordering some military Chinese food tonight.
I'm going to tell you.
Dandy Randy.
All right. Don't start that, Eric.
Really? Really? I'm telling you, man. I'm going to have to.
All right. I have never once called you Doug the Slug ever that I've known you.
No, you haven't.
No. So smack Eric, right? Hey, listen, you know what you were saying earlier about deep dives?
Yeah.
The difference at Hagman Report, we don't just read the headlines, give you two sentences and go, okay? We actually look behind the headline.
Yeah, right.
That's the Hagman Report. We look behind the headline.
And in some cases, when possible, we actually go to the location and look ourselves, whatever because it might be.
Yeah, and we've always barked about that's one of the problems with most of the population in the United States and Canada in the English speaking world is the TV spits out a headline and they grab that headline and stick it in their pocket, go have a coffee and start repeating it.
There you go.
And what I just did, that's about the amount of research they put in it.
Yep.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is dangerous. That is one of the reasons I believe that the 24-hour news cycle was put out there. Yep. CNN, I'll tell you right now, I believe 100% that they had PSYOP people from the CIA involved when they set up CNN with Ted Turner. Because when you get that monotonous drone going, it's just like sitting there in a doctor's office and it's just replaying and replaying and replaying. And later on in the day, you'll remember something that you heard. It's in your subliminal.
Yeah.
It's there. Boom. Subliminal programming. And that is real. It's as real as it gets. And what you were saying about gels being conducive and things like that, did you ever wonder why they use the gel on the ultrasound when you do ultrasounds? I've often thought as soon as they put the gel on, that creates more of a, something that's more conducive to transmitting and receiving. It's not just for comfort.
Of course, you know what I mean?
So I've often thought, you know, it's just like when they talk about chemtrails, some of the stuff they're putting up in when they're putting out the chemtrails, little aluminum. There's a
barium.
Bingo. There's a fancy name for it. but they put things in there.
Well, and geoengineering is the better word for it. But yeah.
And you also touched on McCarthy. Wow. That's a smart man. You know why? Because Hollywood is a communist toilet. And he knew it. And he knew it back then.
Yes.
He knew it back then. I mean, come on. If he had had his way, he would have cleaned that mess up.
I mean, look at people like Rob Reiner, for crying out loud, or Hathaway Drain. You know, I mean, these people.
DiCaprio.
Exactly.
What a little punk.
Yeah.
To me, he's a little punk. If I ran into him in public somewhere and he said something to me, I'd probably ignore him. Because if he said a second line to me, I get in his face.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I think he's a little punk. He's also part of this globalist thing in Davos and thinking that he can fly around in his jet and then talk about CO2 emissions. You know, somebody needs to slap the crap out of that kid.
And let me ask you, why? Okay. What makes him better than you or me or anyone else? Nothing. The guy, you talk about a slug. He's a slug.
He was in Titanic.
Yeah, he should have sunk with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but and this is what I mentioned yesterday, and Doug's mentioned this. The people that are going to Davos and making all these decisions for us have no right to make these decisions. Nobody put them in charge except the World Economic Forum and the WHO and UN and as of late, NATO. We got some problems here, folks. These people are making decisions, and they are unelected officials. They're unelected. They're not officials. They are unelected. They're no different than my neighbor deciding what's going to be good for the country.
Or your household. Exactly. Now, here's what I've got. I've got three. Okay, you and I have three.
Awesome
videos. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is a short one. This kind of sums up the week. Me saying that you're not going to have Biden on the 2024 ticket. Okay.
I totally agree with you.
Something's going to happen. And listen to Jesse Waters here. This is a minute 17. Listen to what he says, because just as you said earlier about the communists controlling Hollywood and such, the intelligence community controls, which, by the way, is infiltrated by communists, are controlling our government, various government. And we're going to show you exactly what we're talking about in a deeper dive on this.
And quickly, the CIA needed Hollywood, because Hollywood is the transmitter and is in everybody's home. It's in print. It's in electronic digital. Hollywood is the carrier of the communism.
There you go. That would be like the communist PR.
Yep. Yes, sir. Okay. They're the front. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, here's Jesse Waters.
Let's do it, buddy.
And this is about Biden and about the impeachment, and kind of gives you a little bit, I think, of a taste of where we're headed. Here it is.
He's definitely embarrassed. And because he probably cares what people like Ignatius think.
Mm-hmm.
But Ignatius, to me, seems like an intelligence operative.
I agree.
So Ignatius was the one that got the Flynn leak that bounced Flynn.
Yep.
Ignatius is the guy that said Chris Steele's a truth teller. He's the guy that said the laptop was Russia disinformation. When American intelligence wants to get something out, they feed it to Ignatius. So the fact that the American intelligence community wants him to say this and is nudging Joe Biden out of the picture tells me they're worried about the impeachment hearing. Because in the impeachment, all of the evidence is going to come out. The American intelligence community is compromised by the Biden corruption. They knew everything that was going on. They covered it up. I'm talking about CIA and FBI. They don't want that out there. They don't want offshores. They don't want the Ukraine bribe spotlighted. There's a lot out there they need to contain. And it's not like he even said he wanted Kamala. He's like, get the whole ticket gone.
Oh, man. Tulsi, I hate to say this, but he actually spoke truth.
Yes.
I mean, no, I was, as I heard that, I go like, this feels like an intelligence operation.
All right. I want you to think about something, and then RT, you can reply to this. Ignatius is, in my particular researched opinion, working for the intelligence community. The IC wants the information out there. They give it to Ignatius. He prints it or has it printed, whatever, writes about it, talks about it, and it's implanted in your minds as fact, as this objective journalist. Okay, think about this. So they want Harris and Biden gone off the ticket. Obviously, Biden is an embarrassment. But here's the question really no one is asking. Where they can control Biden right now through the compromises that we know about. They can control Harris through her background, which you're going to hear about momentarily. What do they have planned? Who are they going to put in place? And we're going to get into this a little bit more, I think. Think about if they're throwing Biden and Harris to the wolves, who do they have on deck? And think about that. You could say, well, Newsom or Big Mike or whatever. I get that. But then think one step ahead of that. All right, if that's the case, what damage can they do more than Biden and Harris? Just asking the question. Your thoughts, RT.
That could go so many directions depending on, psychologically what they want to do. Big Mike, I like that. Although we believe it is actually a woman. I've been watching this Kennedy fella, and it's very possible. It's possible that they could put him on the ticket. What slot? I don't know. But he has a certain appeal to so many conservatives that they might put that on there just to pull in the people in the middle ground that are undecided.
How much of that is him riding on the family name?
Probably quite a bit of it. And then some of the statements that he's making, because he's speaking kind of anti-Democrat, anti-left in many statements. But is he really? You know what I'm saying?
But he's all in on climate change.
Okay.
So is climate change is that the key here?
I don't know. One thing, like we were talking about DeSantis, we've mentioned him before. Something with DeSantis that he would have is if they go and try and do a mask mandate or a lockdown, that's where DeSantis will gain a lot of ground. Because, in Florida, he didn't lock everything down. You know what I'm saying? He opened the state up very quickly, was going, businesses, people were going, moving to Florida because of Florida and Texas, I believe, because the mandates weren't in place there. So they're, we're talking about the conservatives that are undecided. That could blow up in the Democrats' face if they go lockdown or mask. Kennedy, there's something with Kennedy that I can't put my finger on, but I don't trust him. He's saying a lot of the right things. He says he has almost basically an axe to grind. But is it legit? Because once again, he's been around for a while, but he just kind of popped to the forefront. These guys that just suddenly popped to the forefront, they're the ones that concern me.
Okay. Investigator to investigator. Okay, with this, let me pipe in here.
Please.
Let's have a discussion.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The reason Kennedy rose to his current position is because of his position on the vaccines. And the word I'm using intentionally, the vaccines, I'm talking about the initial vaccines from years ago to the present. His work on AIDS, the AZT crap that Fauci pushed on people. Okay. That's where he really gained the traction. Okay, that's where he popped up from. The his politics now, or as a politician, in my view, and then I'm going to turn right back to you, is a construct or a consequence of his work against the injecticide of the SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon. That's kind of my thinking on this. Your thoughts?
No, I would go with that too, because suddenly it made that political, that subject.
Right.
About the shots and the bioweapon. That became political. So as long as you're going to sit down and talk about politics, that's when a lot of his other politics came out to the front. And he has a certain appeal, but just like with DeSantis, I don't trust him.
I don't trust any politician.
And sad to say, there we are.
Yeah.
If we're going to be lucky if we have an election.
Let's talk about that for a little bit.
All right.
Okay. There's something going on here if they don't run with Biden Harris. They're certainly running out the clock right now because
they want it to be a surprise. Now, you did notice there was some talk about Hillary maybe wanting to do it again.
But does she have the likability factor?
No, that she doesn't. You know, I think Hillary is about a liability up there with Biden.
Right.
At this point. Michelle Obama, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Just simply because her husband's running the country from behind the scenes.
I agree.
And Joel Gilbert.
I got to tell you this, okay? Joel Gilbert sends me emails, and pretty much, look, he says, I'm telling you, that's who's going to be on the ticket for 2024. Do I believe him? At this point, he's really kind of convincing me that I think Michelle Biden might pop in there.
Very possible. Well,
Obama. Obama. Thank you.
Might as well be Michelle Biden.
Yeah.
O'Biden. That's what we call it. Michelle O'Biden.
There you go.
The one thing to always keep in mind with Democrats is the novelty factor. Their candidates to have some. Obama, the black president. That's a novelty.
The gay black bisexual transsexual.
Gay.
Asexual.
Yeah, limousine riding, pimp daddy, Obama.
Right.
Okay. They have this thing about that novelty thing. The first,
Black president, the first black vice president.
First that, they wanted the first woman, they want this, boom, boom, boom. So we've got to watch the novelty factor. It could be Oprah Winfrey if you base it on that.
That's true.
That's crazy. I mean, they talked about it a few years ago. She certainly has the money. She certainly has the drive. She has the ability. She certainly got the backing. You know what I mean? And she would even, I hate to say this, but she would even pull some conservative women who still watch the Oprah show and think that she's devoid of politics. She's not. Okay. She's a big pile of manure as the rest of them. Okay, and her and that rock, Dwayne Johnson, when the rock got on there, they were just, please send us money. Really? Obama could buy.
This is hurting her now. Okay.
Yeah. She could. Oh, yeah. Poor Oprah.
Right.
Poor Oprah. Oh, my God. Was there smoke in her yard? These people make me want to vomit. I mean, if I had that kind of money, you know what I'd be doing, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be cleaning it up. I'd be making it right. I would have flown those residents over to another island, put them in a hotel, and make sure that they were fed. If I had that kind of money, it'd be a different story in Maui, and you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
While I had my friend Doug Hagman there with me investigating to find out just what the hell happened.
Yeah, you're damn
exactly
right.
What happened. You know what I mean? We'd have a lab on site making our reports,
And transparency is so critical.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that would scare me is if Nancy Pelosi ran for president.
She's 83, and what the hell? Are you kidding me?
You know what? Well, like I said, these people do stupid things. It's a novelty. Hey, look, the first grandma. I don't know. She needs to be put out the pasture, really. Her days of any usefulness never were.
A truer statement never made.
She was only useful to her husband when she knew ahead of time. In the beginning, the first big deal they made was with Coca-Cola. People don't talk about that. It's one of the reasons I don't drink Coca-Cola. That sounds stupid, but I'm boycotting them. What is it, 48 years later? Still, I can't stand the fact that it's okay for these people in legislative houses to have access to that kind of information and to be able to do insider trading when they stuck some woman like Martha Stewart in jail for it. What? These people are not above. They're not above the law.
No,
they're not God. It's just like these clowns in Davos.
Martha Stewart got a raw deal, by the way.
She did. They stuck it to her.
Yeah,
that was crap. That was to make an example out of her. Really. Yeah.
Well, we got to keep. Okay.
Yeah, let's stay on subject here. I'm rambling. It's Friday, man.
I know, man. It's okay, but let's do one thing. When you were on, we didn't do. We showed a little bit of Trevor Lawton on the War Room. But there's a Trevor Lawton video. I'm going to call this Trevor Lawton Light. And then the next video is a source of a video for Trevor Lawton Deep. Okay. So let's do Trevor Lawton from the Band War Room. This is video 3 in the show prep. Here it is.
Go ahead and start with Brian Kennedy. Brian, you saw today that the House is going to go in a full. And by the way, this inquiry is going to be intense. I can tell people, not just McCarthy trying to save himself, but the nature of the subject and the evidence is out there. Give us your beginning observations.
Well, this is a impeachment inquiry that should have happened months and months ago. But of course, the reason it didn't was because the donor class and all of Wall Street did not want this impeachment inquiry. And only after a long period of...
Somehow I got my wires crossed.
But he did say something important there. Wall Street.
Wall Street. Exactly.
Once again, billionaires, CEOs, and a bunch of clowns that fly jets to Switzerland every year, making decisions for the entire United States.
Exactly.
Kiss my ass.
Thank you. Well, not for that.
These people make me sick.
We're allowing this, aren't we? We're allowing all of this.
That's why I said I don't understand why billions of people are allowing maybe. How many people are going to show up in Davos? I'm going to go wild and say there's going to be 1,500 troublemakers there.
That's a target-rich environment.
Thank you. I'll tell you what. If Putin wanted to do the world a favor, there it is, baby.
I totally agree with you on that.
And, I hate to say that, but I am tired of unelected officials deciding our future. I'm not with that at all. Period. Yeah. If I met Bill Gates in person, I never mind.
Yeah.
I better shut up. They got more money than we do.
All right, we're gonna go directly to Trevor Lawton. And I apologize for whatever happened there. This is Trevor Lawton with
awesome guy.
I'm gonna tell you what, we've had him on the show. He's written some fantastic books that
I would love to meet him in person one day.
He's from New Zealand, but he knows American politics better than most Americans.
Yeah. Sadly. My dog knows more about American politics than most Americans.
This is why it's important to have deep dives, I think, because people need to really understand the real
Let's get our diving gear on and do it.
All right. This is from, now just to be very, 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 very accurate. This is the title of the video is Marxists on the March and Communist Ties in the U.S. Government. This is Dave Fiorazzo and Trevor Lawton. Okay. And this is a 27-minute video, but we're going to pick this up at 3:45, run it, and then pause it at 4:22. Here it is.
At the Southern Poverty Law Center, by any chance, as a radical?
Apparently, I'm a hater. Apparently, I'm a hater. I'm also mentioned by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a complete Marxist organization, which has employed pro-North Korean activists. But this organization is quoted by the FBI and news media as some sort of objective force, objective force in American politics. It's a communist front. And of course they're going to denigrate people like me and you who stand against communism.
Mm. Well, I want to talk a little bit about how this applies to people that... You say oftentimes they could not even pass a security check or background check, but yet they're elected representatives in the U.S. Congress and the United States Senate, and some have been elected president. You've had a lot to say because you've done extensive research on this topic, and it just shows the influence of communism and Marxism, and especially in your book, White House Reds, because two people I want to focus on today, Trevor Loudon, are Tammy Baldwin, because we're in Wisconsin here. That's what the show is based, yep, in Appleton, Wisconsin, and Kamala Harris. But before we do that, touch on your latest series, which is House Un-Americans. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll go back to the individuals.
Well, last time I was in Appleton, I went to the grave of Joseph McCarthy, who was buried by the river there. And he was a hero because he pointed out the massive Soviet infiltration of the American government. But unfortunately, the communists came up with the phrase McCarthyism and ridiculed him. And cowards in his own Republican Party repudiated him, which basically allowed the communists to just take over the State Department and many other U.S. Mm-hmm. government departments, to the point that now we're really living in a semi-completed communist revolution. Look, I'm sure...
Yeah, we missed that pause, but... The fact that his books got in there, that's a positive thing. I would urge everyone to grab every one of his books. He's got a couple of DVDs as well. But he said something very important here. He talked about Tammy Baldwin as well as Kamala Harris, which we're going to get into. Baldwin would be a typical exhibit of how the communists have infiltrated into America. He started off talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are the places that are in charge of lawfare, censorship, and they're infiltrated by communists and backed by the Department of Justice, as well as the intelligence community, in order to ruin people who, in fact, give the truth out, like Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech. I guarantee you, it is not fun to be harassed by these agencies. I'm going to leave it right there. There's Tammy Baldwin, okay? Exhibit A of the communist infiltration into our legislative branch. RT, any thoughts before we move forward?
Oh, yeah, we sit here and we look at, I go back and I look at, when I was a kid, communists were bad.
Yeah.
When I went in the military, okay, right there in the 70s, 80s, communists were bad. Bad. We trained to kill communists. Communists this, communists that, communists bad, boom, 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 boom. Where exactly? And it's not an exactly answer, I'm sure. But I know there's a gradual change. Some people drifting over to the left and the communism. And then all of a sudden, with the emergence of Barack Hussein Obama, we've been in just like overrun with this mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We sent troops to Vietnam. 60,000 of our boys killed to stop the flow of communism in another country.
Exactly.
Another country.
Yeah.
Bingo. So when we say enemies foreign and domestic, I heard Eric just say something.
Did he?
I thought he said, But think about that. That those people died in vain. If this comes to fruition.
And all wars, and, essentially. But
and what a horrible thing to have on our hanging on our wall.
All right.
What a horrible thing. That's all I want to say on that.
No, I think you're 100% accurate.
It makes me sick.
Let's continue with this. This is, well, we're not going to get through the entire video, but folks, please watch the entire video. This video is not mine, not ours, but again, it's...
Worldview matters.
Worldview matters. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Yeah, Eric the Tech did say that, so... Okay.
He did!
There we go. All right, let's continue with this, and pay very close attention to everything that Trevor Loudon does say. Go ahead.
Sure, there's lots of people watching who've had to undergo background checks to serve in the military or a government position, and they can be very rigorous. But if you're a young Marxist radical like Mark Pocan or Tammy Baldwin or Gwen Moore in Milwaukee, and you get elected to Congress where you may serve on the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee or even the Intelligence Committee, there are zero background checks, none whatsoever, because the people are supposed to vet the candidates and the media is supposed to help you do it. Well, what happens if the media is on the wrong side? You're in trouble. And so, you know, The House Un-Americans is a series of six books profiling about 100 U.S. Congress members, and from Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff right down to the newest freshman, and basically detailing their extensive communist ties, their works with the Chinese, their links to the World Economic Forum and globalist elements, their links to Cuba, North Korea, and Iran, and local domestic communist movements. We've got 40% of the Congress and 40% of the Senate couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in any county in Wisconsin or any county in America. But they're running every... That's why we have open borders. That's why the military's been gutted. That's why Iran's about to get the nuclear bomb, because we have been so badly penetrated in our own Congress and Senate and the White House.
Well, let me ask you this. We love the phrase elections have consequences, and every election does. There are consequences. For the average voter, how can they get information on these people if the media, they're certainly not, the campaign's all about issues that many of them, a lot of Americans, don't even care about. So they're not going to dig into the background of the candidates. They're not going to do what maybe the media did 100 years ago, what the press did before the internet, before the sensationalism and all the lies and all the campaign tactics that we, I mean, yesterday, I just interviewed Heidi St. John out in Washington State. She ran for Congress out there, and she was talking about some tactics that they were pulling out there, which maybe in Washington State we shouldn't be surprised. But it's just sad that you've got to have a lot of money to not only get your truth and your campaign information out there, but you've got to defend a lot of the nonsense, the garbage, and the lies that are coming against you. How can the average American discern this, Trevor Loudon?
Well, that's why I'm not just trying to push my own barrow, but you can go to places like David Horowitz's websites, you know. But I would go to KeyWiki, which is my website, KeyWiki. I've got 154,000 files on there of all your local congressmen and senators. And, yeah, KeyWiki right down in the corner there. Or my books, you know, you can get... The White House Reds will tell you about the tell you about the president.
KeyWiki is an invaluable resource by Trevor Loudon. RT, we've used this to for the backgrounds on the people in power, and you cannot get a better resource unless you buy his books, which I highly recommend, as well as subscribe to Worldview Matters. Subscribe to his channel as well. I just wanted to kind of put that plug in there. Okay.
It's not regular wiki. Okay. It's not Wikipedia.
No. No.
KeyWiki.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Sadly, one thing that always puzzles me is when we find out the backgrounds of a lot of these people that get into the legislative houses, and we find out that they're pedophiles, child molesters. These are things that were known in their states.
Yes.
And people still voted for them. And you have to look at the people and go, back, we were talking about how dumb people were earlier. How my dog's smarter than most of the average American voter. Why would you put someone like that into a legislative position for the country and think you're going to get some kind of positive result out of it? I don't understand that. So which brings me back to what I believe is we're dealing with a lot of stupid people.
Well, or people who are not paying attention to the ideological biases of the people that they put or they select to run and then put in office, which I mean, he's going to talk about. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, and Randy Taylor for president, man.
There you go. But sadly, you'll never see the office.
No.
Nor will I. Nor will Eric the Tech. Rigged.
Bingo. And if I did, I would be impeached.
Oh, you would be more than impeached.
I guarantee it. I would be impeached. Except I'm a little different than most of your presidents and presidential candidates.
Yeah, they make you into a lampshade in the Oval Office.
They try.
Yeah, they could try. All right, let's continue with this because he's got some excellent points in here. And folks, I know you could do. Look, I know you could do this on your own. Watch it, but you know what? It's more fun when we do this together.
We're prompting you to look beyond and behind the headline.
There it is. Because please, we talk all day long about the headlines of the week, but let's get deep.
And test yourself. How many times have you actually heard the headline, said something before you actually looked into it? And be honest.
Oh,
be honest. We've all done it.
We've all done it. Yes, we've all done it. Have.
That is a habit you got to break.
Yeah, let's continue. Here it is.
Potential candidates, security risk senators, details the senators, and House Un-Americans is all about the House. So they are the places I would start.
Okay.
But there are not a lot of people doing this, unfortunately.
That's right.
And my work is used by a lot of other people. But that's what my team does. We go through these people's underwear drawers. And we focus on their communist ties. A lot of congressmen will come under scrutiny for their voting record or for their shady business deals. But since the days of McCarthy, nobody looks at their communist ties. Well, I do that.
Mm.
David Horowitz does that. Breitbart does it to some degree. But really, I think I've done more of it than anyone else. So that's why I put the books out. I'm putting these books out in hard copy. Get them at trevorlouden.com, hard copy that cannot be taken off the internet. They're out there. Thousands of copies are all over the country. You can pick them up and reference your local congressman and see who he's working with or she is working with. So there's no substitute for having it there in paper.
Yes.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, trevorlouden.com. By the way, we're going to take a break in a few minutes, but we're going to pick this up after the break, too, because we can't just spend 2 minutes and talk about Kamala Harris. Talk about ties to communist China. Tell us a little bit about her background and how, I don't know, I guess people didn't care. She just completely slipped under the radar and was able to be Joe Biden's vice president.
Here we go. Rock and roll.
Well, that's right. See, you have a lot of Maoists in New Zealand, in America. Now, what these are people who started in the 1960s loving Chairman Mao. And supporting the SDS, the League of Revolutionary Struggle, all these communist groups. And they all got behind Jesse Jackson in the 80s, and they backed him. And they come up with this idea of the Rainbow Coalition, where you get all the minorities together with the progressive whites, and you get a majority. That's what elected Barack Obama. But it was also what elected Kamala Harris. I was saying 4 years ago she was going to be the vice president. She was going to be on the ticket in 2020. I was saying this way before she was even thought of because I read the communist literature. Mm. Her parents were both Maoists. They were involved in the organization which became the Black Panther Party. She was nurtured by Maoist groups. She was nurtured by a man called Steve Phillips, who was a very rich man out of San Francisco, who was a student Maoist at Stanford University, but married into a $2 billion fortune and used that money to elect Kamala Harris to a San Francisco attorney, DA, then California Attorney General, then US VP. He was also behind Barack Obama, also behind Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, and also behind Stacey Abrams, who still thinks she's the governor of Georgia.
Yes.
So this Maoist cabal with a lot of money, working with the Soros groups and others, has been electing candidates of hard left, pro-Chinese candidates of color by using minority populations, and Kamala Harris is one of their key key successes. But they engineered into that position. She was supposed to be the presidential candidate, but she was so terrible she had to drop out. Yeah. So they put Joe Biden in, and then they got Joe Biden to nominate her as his VP. It was planned. She is China. She has got links to Black Lives Matter, which is a Chinese operation. Her husband works for Chinese, has got Chinese Communist Party members in his law firm. Everything about her leads back to China.
Yep, no surprise. And thank you for putting it out there plainly. And you have, for many years. So thank you. We've got to know who these people are and now what they're about. So their actions shouldn't surprise us anymore when they back certain radical leftist efforts. But we've got to take a break. We are with Trevor Loudon. The brand new book is House.
Pause that right there. And then, if you can, Eric the Tech, skip forward past that break, okay? But RT, does it surprise you? I know the answer to this. I won't even ask the question. Your comments on that.
None of it surprises me.
No.
Harris, he knows about the ties, but there's probably even more garbage in that closet.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
I lost all respect for her just based on the fact that she had an affair with a married man and used that to catapult her career. Just starting there, I was like, you know what? I don't have any time for this chick. And also, as I got to digging in, she prosecuted a lot of people with little to no evidence.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, put a lot of people in prison that, in my humble opinion, those cases need review.
She was a prosecutor. She was an activist as a prosecutor.
Yes, yes. And see, I think that's what we need to look at right now. Who's an activist? And when we talk about who's going to be on the next ticket,
yes,
we got to do a little bit of digging there and find out who the next real ripe and ready to burst open communist are. I can't believe that we're letting them do this. This is the part that just absolutely floors me. And I firmly believe that one of the biggest detriments to this country that actually could be handled legally if they did it right and if it wasn't a two-tier justice system is Barack Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
That guy's a problem.
Let me give you a kind of a warning right now. We've got about 7 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, we got a little more video here.
No. You know what? We're not going to play the video. Folks, you can watch the video, the rest of the video. I highly recommend it. Link at HagmanPI.com. Highly recommend it. But more to what you're saying, the Obama factor here. I'm to the point right now where I'm looking at this. I don't see a 2024 normal election. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I don't see it.
It's going to be one of the most interesting years of our lives, put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really going to be. And also, watch what's going on up north in Canada.
Okay.
Anything people need to understand, the trial ground right now is Canada. Because
in North America, not yeah. the European Union, but in North America, yes.
Yes, and you watch, because whatever's happening in Canada drifts down here. All right, don't think that Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau are you know, at each other's throats or anything just because somebody saw Biden doing this to Trudeau on the, you know, shaking his finger at him at the summit. No. Okay? These guys are all in the same boat. They're all tied to the World Economic Forum. They're all tied to the World Health Organization. They're already talking about masking people up in Canada. Masking the population. That Theresa Tam, that little demon that's supposed to be the head health official up there, she's already starting her crap. There's a lot of turmoil going on in Canada right now, which Canadians are usually pretty laid back. We're starting to see them get fired up a little bit, which is what needs to be done. I don't know how many people remember the trucker convoy.
Huh.
They're right back up there in Canada. I believe it's next week, and there's supposed to be like a million man march in various places because of what's going on in the schools with the transsexuals, this gender crap, and the parents. Here's where they made their mistake, and I know this in Canada to be true. Everybody is angry. The Muslims are angry. The East Indians are angry. The people from Sri Lanka, everyone is angry. And then Canadians are angry because they're messing with the children. I don't care what culture you're from, what your background is. Everybody loves their kids. And Trudeau stepped on it with this one. This is going to be very interesting. He went over to India, made an ass out of himself. He's going to be back in Canada. That trucking convoy is going to show up whatever day. I'm not sure exactly what day it is, but I'm going to tell you what, they're going to shut Toronto down. And you remember what happened last year? The police out there, you had horses trampling old women. I watched that video again the other day. It made me sick. You know, use a horse to trample a woman that was basically protesting. She was standing there.
Yeah.
She was actually talking with the cops, just talking.
Yeah.
You know, just very casual. All of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. Like, what in the hell is this? So it's going to be very interesting when that comes to a head. Whatever that does, look for an additional reaction to start occurring in the States. I told you, somebody's got to light the fire. Somebody's got to pull, for lack of better terms, pull the trigger. And something's going to happen. And it's going to, when this takes off, whatever it is, it may not be this week, may not be with the Turkish convoy, there's going to be an event somewhere, somehow, and it's going to ignite, and it's going to light a fire around the world.
I agree with that based on everything that, I've heard from you. And yeah.
People are done, man. We're talking to what's going on over in the Netherlands, what's going on in I'll tell you right now, Ireland. You need to get any videos out of Ireland. You really need to go into social media. Ask your kids; they know where to find the videos out of Ireland. No, I kid you not.
I know
the Irish people over there beating the hell out of immigrants because these guys are just grabbing their women and raping them. They're just these immigrants have gone wild, and a lot of them are black immigrants from Africa. And they think they're just going to come over and do what they want. And I'm telling you, no, the Irish people are stomping them. And they're videoing it. They're filming it.
And yet here in the States, as you and I know, the gates are wide open. There is no southern border. Yep.
And when this ignites, baby, you know, we were talking about there's the possibility of world war. There's a possibility of a huge foreign war.
Yep.
But I think at the same time, there's a very grim possibility of a civil war, and very well occurring at the same time, which would cripple the governments.
It's going to be a multifaceted war.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, blacks against whites. You're going to have different classes against each other. You're going to have, at the same time, we're also going to be fighting a foreign enemy. Suspect that.
And even reluctantly, I don't want to go to war with Russia.
I don't either.
I have no, at this point in time, from a national security strategy or standpoint, I have no beef with Russia.
No, no, but you know what? It has to be because of the money or the economy. It's got to
finish. It's to finish the Arab Spring, my friend.
And that too. All right, a lot of information passed along today. Have a good day.